Welcome everybody, share number 1402 in the writing is share number 554. And getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so in the previous shiurim, we're in the middle of the halachos of Kedima Bebrachos, priority in Brachos. So in the previous shiurim, we spoke about the fact that when all the items in front of the person are the same bracha, then one has to make one bracha on everything. That's it. You make one bracha on everything. For example, they're all fruits. They're all bar priyates. In a case in time where those fruits are bar priyates, if you have cantaloupe, watermelon, so that's bar priyadama, that would need its own bracha, right? But the fruits that are priyates require all one bracha. In other words, if I'm eating apples and oranges and pears, I don't take a pear and make a bar priyates. Take an apple, make a bar priyates. I make one bracha for all. If I'm eating them all in one sitting, right? And you need two conditions. Well, you need one of two conditions. Number one, either they were in front of you at the time you made the bracha, or number two, if they're not in front of you, as long as you had it in mind. As long as you had it in mind, so then that would be fine. There are other halachas if you have fruit left over and then you bring more, but we're not getting into that. We spoke about that in the past. Okay, so the bottom line is either you have it in mind or they're in front of you. So well, you make only one bracha. Now, the order is first, so in other words, what fruit do I make it on? Right? So now what is exactly the order? In other words, which fruit? I have an apple, I have a plum, I have a pear. Fine. You told me that I have to make one bar priyates. No problem. But which one should I make it on? Right? Should I pick up the apple, make a bar priyates, and have in mind the other one? Should I pick up the plum, make a bar priyates? What should I do? So the order is first see if any of the fruits are from the Shivas Aminim. If you have any of the fruits from the Shivas Aminim, like a grape, a fig, a date, right, pomegranate, so then you have to make a bracha on that one. Shivas Aminim comes first. If none of the fruits are from the Shivas Aminim, or if all the fruits are from the Shivas Aminim, which would be the same thing, right? If all the fruits are from the Shivas Aminim, then you could only make it on one of the Shivas Aminim. Or if none of the fruits are from the Shivas Aminim, then we say the bracha on the fruit, we make the bracha on the fruit which is whole. You have to make the bracha on the fruit which is whole. Okay, but there's one exception. In the Shivas Aminim, we spoke about last share, Taka. We spoke about last year that there's an order of Shivas Aminim, right? First come olives, and then we said dates, then we said grapes, and then we said figs, and then we said pomegranates, right? So that's the order. Again, you have olives, first come olives, then come dates, then comes grapes, then comes figs, and then pomegranates. That's the order of the Shivas Aminim, which you have to make it in. And we spoke about last year that even if the first one, let's say the olive or whatever, is cut in half, that would still come first. So that's one important thing to keep in mind that comes before. If they're all Shivas Aminim, that's the order that you go in. Now, if all the fruits are whole, or all the fruits are broken pieces, let's say, then we say one makes the bracha on the most desirable. So in other words, again, first come the Shivas Aminim, and in the order which we just mentioned of the Shivas Aminim. After that, we're going to look at you take a complete fruit, right? Let's say I only have one. Let's say I don't have any Shivas Aminim, or they're all Shivas Aminim, and I have the order of the Shivas Aminim. So it really wouldn't apply over here. It really would not apply if you think about it. The complete fruit, would not really apply in reference to the Shivas Aminim, because you do have an order. If they're all Shivas Aminim, it wouldn't apply. So I take that back. That's a little bit of a mistake. I have to change that, actually. So again, if we have all Shivas Aminim fruits, I have dates, I have figs, grapes, so you have to go in the order that we just mentioned. So that wouldn't apply. But if you have fruits that are not from the Shivas Aminim, so then you have to look at the complete fruit. You have to take the fruit with it, which is complete. I have an apple, I have a plum, I have a pear. You take whichever fruit is complete. Now, if all the fruits are whole, all the fruits are complete, or all the fruits are broken, then and they're not from the Shivas Aminim, because if they're from something is from the Shivas Aminim, even broken, we have to make the bracha on that. So let's say they're not from the Shivas Aminim, and all the fruits are either whole or all the fruits are either broken, then we say you make the bracha on the most desirable fruit, the one which one usually likes most. If one likes them all, I like them all the same, that's all. They're all broken. I have an apple, I have a plum, I have an orange. I don't have any of the Shivas Aminim. I like them all the same. They're all broken. So if one likes them all the same, in other words, none of them are more desirable than the other, then we're going to say to make the bracha on the cleanest, the freshest looking one, the one that looks the freshest. Now, if all the fruits are fresh, all the fruits look fresh. That's all the fruits look fresh to me. And they're all, none of from the Shivas Aminim, none from the Shivas Aminim, and they're all either broken or they're all whole, right? And they all look fresh, they're all clean. So then if all the fruits are fresh and look good, then the last thing we look at is the size. I'll make the bracha on the larger one, the one that's the largest one. I should make the bracha on that. Okay, so that's basically the order of brachas, how we do it. So again, first we look to see if we have from the Shivas Aminim. If we do, we go in the order of the Shivas Aminim, whether it's broken or whole, like we mentioned. If there's no Shivas Aminim, then we're going to look at the whichever fruit is the whole fruit, right? We want to take the fruit that's whole. You'll tell me that they're all whole, everything is whole, or everything is broken. Either way, so there's no whole fruit to make a bracha on, then I'm going to take the most desirable fruit, the one that I like the most. If you tell me that I like them all the same, so then we're going to take the cleanest and the freshest one. And if they're all whole and they all look good, everything is geschmack, so then I'm going to take the largest one and make the bracha on that. Thank you for listening. Aslacha bracha kol tov.